I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Egg Today. A new lamb slaughter plant in Brush, Colorado, and another being readied in Texas are bringing new optimism to struggling sheep producers. Bonnie Brown, executive director of the Colorado Wool Growers and Sheep and Wool Authority, says the Colorado sheep and lamb industry is facing unprecedented challenges due to the trade war with China, lamb imports, drought, COVID-19, and the loss of the Mountain State Rosin Processing Plant in Greeley due to bankruptcy. Colorado Lamb Processors is now readying a new plant in Brush to open this month.
I think they're going to start trying to roll through about 1,000 head a day and work out whatever glitches and bumps, you know, blips come across the screen and get things lined out before they're running at full capacity. But what a fantastic opportunity for the Western United States. There hasn't been a new lamb processing plant built in the Western United States in over 30 years. So to have a brand new state-of-the-art facility here in our state is really exciting.
The new lamb slaughter plant in Brush could process as many as 2,000 lambs per day and employ up to 60 people when at full capacity, but without the carcass breakdown capabilities. Brown says the plant is set up to expand to a breaker facility eventually. Additionally, the Hasbrook family of Alt, Colorado, has purchased a processing plant in San Angelo, Texas. The Double J Lamb Texas facility is expected to be online by the end of the year. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.